30 months. That's how long EyeWater has to start actively exporting bottled water from Sitka if it wants to hang on to its contract with the city. Speaking to the assembly over the phone, EyeWater's Sebastian Furlan said his fledgling company is ready to deliver.
We believe in Sitka, you know, and we're ready to shoot, you know, we're ready to do this, you know, as soon as possible. I think this is a win-win, you know, and we can't wait to get started.
Under the agreement approved by the assembly, EyeWater will lease space at the Sawmill Cove Industrial Park to build a water bottling plant, and will have the right to buy up to 200 million gallons of Blue Lake water at 1 cent per gallon. But the company must bottle and export 500,000 gallons of water within the first 30 months, or the city can revoke the contract. The company will pay $15,000 up front towards the purchase of water. If nothing comes of the effort, the city will keep that deposit. Gary White, director of the industrial park, called the agreement a, quote, 30-month risk.
This is right off the bat. It's a 30-month agreement. Allows them, they're going to tie up that amount of our water for 30 months, and if they prove it, great. If not, we've got $15,000 in the bank that goes towards water credits, and we're giving them the opportunity to be successful.
The amount of water promised to EyeWater is just a fraction of what Sitka has available. The city has over 29,000 acre-feet of surplus water that it can sell for export each year. Of that, about 27,000 acre-feet are tied up in a purchase agreement with the company Alaska Bulk Water. That leaves about 1,400 acre-feet available. The agreement with EyeWater covers about half that amount. And in case of a shortage, EyeWater would be last in line, receiving its water after enough is allocated to the municipal water system, hydroelectric generation, and to protect fish habitat. If EyeWater does eventually buy its full allotment, the city would make about $2 million a year from the deal. But that's a big if. Assemblymember Mike Reif touched the heart of the issue when he asked Furlan who will be buying the bottled water.
Tell me, I'm just curious, how do you plan to, what's your marketing? How do you plan to sell all this water? Because I want to see you to be, I want you to be extremely successful.
Furlan didn't offer a clear answer, but White said that EyeWater plans to start distributing in San Diego and expand from there. The strategy will be to focus on the water's Alaskan origins, he said.
We can't compete against Desani. We can't compete against Aquafina. We have to set ourselves apart and compete against Fiji water or that type of water.
Furlan said he isn't worried.
We are going to sell quite a bit of water, you know, and we might not do 200 million gallons year one, but, you know, hopefully we do it year two or year three, you know.
And he has 30 months to start making that prediction come true. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.